listener production.
Hey there, Alastair Kirkby with your Midwest and Gascoyne local news. Here's what's making news Thursday, January 26. Geraldton is gearing up for a number of Australia Day events kicking off from sunrise. Swimmers will take to the water for the Champion Swim Competition, then a kids' beach party and Aboriginal sand mural are part of a number of festivities throughout the day. Mayor Shane Van Stein says it continues into the afternoon.
By 3 o'clock, we welcome about 20, 30 new Australians in our citizenship ceremony. Then the smoking ceremony will be led by Derek Councillor. We also hand out a lot of Community Citizen of the Year awards. We have Indonesian dance groups, local dance groups, a number of bands kick off.
Good news for the Gascoyne economy, with a major rare earth metals project receiving a welcome boost, set to receive a $220 million loan from the federal government. The Yangibana site, 250 k's northeast of Carnarvon, contains minerals used for green technologies, including electric vehicles and wind turbines. It's expected to employ 500 people during construction and create 250 jobs once up and running. The dolphin pod in Monkey Mia has a new member, newborn calf Oboe. 30-year-old Piccolo is the proud mother, giving birth to her seventh calf just last month. We're being urged to keep our distance in the water for the safety of the dolphin. To local sport, a mixed bag of results in the Geraldton men's A-grade water polo. The Demons taking down the B52s, claiming a spot at the top of the ladder for the first time this season. The score 7-0 by the final buzzer. While the B52s were successful in their match for the women's side, defeating the Serpents for a 12-4 win. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.